Hi, I'm Markla Meersman, and this is another featured artist promo featuring a look into the career of the pop-punk queen, Avril Lavigne, here on Sterling High School Radio. Born on September 27, 1984 in Belleville, Ontario, Canada, Avril Ramona Lavigne would grow up to be the pop-punk queen. She has sold more than 40 million albums and over 50 million singles worldwide, making her the third best-selling female artist of all time, behind Celine Dion and Shania Twain. By age 15, Lavigne had appeared on stage with Shania Twain, and at age 16 had acquired a $2 million, two-album contract with Arista Records. Her first album, Let Go, was a huge breakout where she showed her skate punk persona with her famous songs Skater Boy and Complicated. Her second album, Under My Skin, was Lavigne's first album to reach the Billboard Top 200, peaking at number 68 and selling over 10 million copies worldwide. Track number 6 on the album, My Happy Ending, was a top-selling track and her second platinum single since Complicated. In 2007, she released her third album, Best Damn Thing, along with its headline single, Girlfriend, and wound up being the most downloaded track worldwide that year. At the 2007 World Music Awards, she received two awards for Best Selling Canadian Artist and World's Best Pop Rock Female Artist. 3 years later, Lavigne worked with clothing designers from Disney, inspired by Tim Burton's remake of Alice in Wonderland, which led her to recording the song Alice for its soundtrack. This was featured on her next album, Goodbye Lullaby, along with her headliner, What the Hell. Lavigne is known for her rough romances, as she was married to her first husband, Derek Whibley of Sum 41, from 2006 to 2010. She then briefly dated The Hill star Brody Jenner. She was soon engaged to Chad Kroeger, the lead vocalist of Nickelback, 1 month after dating, and was married on July 1st, 2013. Their relationship soon came to a halting point when Lavigne announced their split on Instagram in September of 2015. She released her self-titled album in 2015, releasing her hit song, Here's to Never Growing Up. She's responded to the widely thought conspiracy theory that she committed suicide in 2003 and was replaced with her body double as a weird rumor. In April 2015, Lavigne revealed to the public that she'd been diagnosed with Lyme disease after her 30th birthday the previous year. Her latest album, Head Above Water, scheduled to be released in February of 2019, features a single of the same name, alluding to her fight against the disease. God keep my head. I'm Marklyn Weersman, and this has been another featured artist promo featuring Avril Lavigne on Sterling High School Radio. Go Knights!